Hey, how you doing? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports. In this episode, we're going to have a one-on-one with Miss Evonda Davis. There is no relation. Miss Evonda Davis, she's based out of Atlanta, Georgia, but she's an up-and-coming sports agent who has a very, very motivational story. To not go in too deep, but, you know, unfortunately, her mom passed in 2020, and that really inspired her to become an agent. I think her story is motivational, and I just wanted to highlight it and share it with you all. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. What's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports, and I wanted to do another video where we highlight our client success. Another one of our amazing clients. She's not my sister. We have the same last name, so don't get it mixed up. But I just wanted to take time to highlight some of her success. So without further ado, I just want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. My name is Evonda Davis, resident and native of Atlanta, Georgia. Found out about Checkmate Sports, man, through my Instagram, and having a bachelor's in sport management already. That was always one of the things I wanted to do. I lost my mom in the year 2020. And doing that, I just kind of felt like after life, I had to do something more fulfilling. I wanted to do something that wanted to continue to make her proud, but wanted to make me happy. And I wanted to create a safety net for myself. At that time, man, I was going on my third year at Foot Locker. And I like what I do, but like I kept realizing I could be doing more. I could be doing better. I sold my mother's estate, and I used just a small percentage of that funds to kind of sponsor me into being able to join Checkmate Sports. Since I've been in Checkmate Sports, the proof is in the pudding. I graduated out of Tri-Cities High in East Point, Georgia, so I was able to get my professional license through the great mentorship of Edward Davis. So Edward, thank you again for everything on that end. I will say a lot of the things that I went through with my mother's estate, I was already acclimated with some of the processes I had to use for to get licensed, whether it was getting a bond, getting things notarized. So I was kind of happy that God had already took me through a cycle and course in life. So me seeing that from Checkmate Sports and me seeing it from the sport agent world, it's like, okay, this is not the first time I done heard it again. And also having a sport management background, it's like, okay, yeah, this is the same type of information I was talking over in class. So it just made me a lot comfortable. I say I received my license in way less than 6 months. I think it was within 30 days of me joining the program. Right. I haven't even completed my modules and I received my license. So at that point, I was just like, oh yeah, Ed, most definitely know what he's talking about. And he's a real good brain to nitpick and pick up off. A lot of other things I started since I've been with Checkmate Sports was I redid my business. Being in Atlanta, everybody kind of does everything. So coming out of East Point in the south side of Atlanta, Georgia, I was managing a lot of my friends that I grew up with, whether they were artists, producers, disc jockeys, and things of that nature. I kind of combined my business into one. So it was already Prestige Caliber Management. I just took it to Prestige Caliber Sport Entertainment Enterprise. I named it Enterprise because I wanted to be something big. I don't want it to just be a sport agency. I wanted to be sport facility sport facilities, podcasts, everything that I could think of up under that umbrella. I was able to redo my logo, which is a shadow behind me, the Prestige Caliber logo. So nice. Once again, some of those funds where I created a budget for me to be able to do so. I still remained an employee, although sometimes it's kind of like, I have to keep myself humbled and keep my goals focused because it's so easy to say, you know, forget this job, man, this is what I'm doing. But keeping myself humble, and continue to push through and staying focused. So I still stay employed with Foot Locker just to piggyback off of them. Not only did I redo my business, I launched a podcast called Front Page Podcast. I met some wonderful people. Got sport agent families in Indiana, got sport agent families in Chicago, and I was able to kind of pull on them guys. Some of the guys that I met, like Showtime, for instance, man, Showtime done hooked me up with a merchandise deal. He done hooked me up with financial advisors, you know, on his end of the business. And so I would most definitely say that being in this program has not only helped me with developing my agency and getting licensed, but I was able to network and meet people that I know I can have for a lifetime. So that's just testimony. So, Ed, thank you again.
Oh, no doubt. I had a couple of questions for you. So
Okay.
you said something that kind of triggered me a little bit. You said that before you got into our program, you was at a position, you was at a point where you just said you wasn't having that sense of fulfillment. So can you explain to me, what did that look like, and how, just tell me a little bit about that situation.
Man, I was so burnt out. Like I said, I came in Foot Locker as an industry hire. What that means is basically I bypassed all entry levels due to my experience. So I was very fortunate to come in the door as a co-manager.
Okay.
That's when you bypass people that done already been with the company, and here you are brand new off the street. So I would say trying to find my niche and match with that. Always keeping it sport, but it was like, okay, I got this retail experience, but it wasn't fulfilling. I'm a mother. I have a daughter, so not being able to spend as much time with my child was something that was starting to dawn on me. Even after losing my mother, I realized how important family was. So regardless, with retail, whether it's a holiday, a weekend, I'm constantly always at work. And just trying to get back into the sport thing. Sports is seasonal, right? You have basketball season, you got football season, baseball season. So it's nothing that is like, hey, this is a regular 9 to 5. Granted, I'm glad that I had that experience because that's the same work ethic that I put inside my sport agency now. However, I wasn't feeling like I was going to succeed. I didn't feel like I was going to be the CEO of the company or district manager within a year like I wanted to. Out of perks, my discount was 30% off. I can get all the shoes I think I want, but there's no annual raises. There's not a lot of professional growth. So when I first went to do Checkmate Sports, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have all the money. I literally spent my car note to make my first 500 payment. And it was just like, man, this is something I'm embedded to do, because at the end of the day, I have to make a change for me. I think when you just get burnt out, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's at a job, you're basically forced to make a difference. And so at that point, me spending my car note money, it was like, oh yeah, I'm locked in this. I'm doing it. I have to finish it now. So it was nothing to kind of waste ad time. It was like, oh no, I'm coming back. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna finish. I'm gonna succeed because I made it possible for myself. I knew it was something more that I wanted. In all honesty, since I've been with Checkmate, I've had my oomph back. I got my confidence back. Getting my license most definitely was like receiving my bachelor's in 2012. So it's just kind of like that promotion I kind of was waiting on from Foot Locker, that affirmation, that reward, that push to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. There's more out of this. And so that's what I get out of Checkmate. Being able to get on those calls weekly, it gave me something to look for. So I just like the structure, man, and I like being part of the family.
Wow. And I mean, you said a lot there. So I mean, I definitely love the energy. And I'm just curious, what would you say to somebody who is in a similar situation to you, where they're down to their last, 500,000 or whatever, but they're burnt out. Their marriage may not be working out. Their career may not be working out. They're stuck in the rut of just every day is the same thing. And basically they're not fulfilled. What would you say to them?
I would honestly say take a deep breath and write something down. Write it down whether it's your next step, write it down whether it's your next goal, and realize that no one is going to reach it but you. I think that's all of what I had to realize. I had to realize I wasn't the only human being that lost a mother. I wasn't the only one that didn't have a job that didn't pay me all the money I wasn't, that I wanted. You're not the only one in your current circumstance, although you may think you are. So another thing I looked at too for me was looking at others in a worse off condition than me. Like, but I would say it's your drive. Your mama can't give you drive. Walmart don't sell drive. Amazon don't sell drive. You got to really tap into your drive to say, this is what I want for myself. And I think Checkmate helped bring it out of me. It may not help bring it out of the next person, but whatever it is in life, you have to tap into and say, hey, this is my commitment. Whether it's you working towards your marriage to be a better husband, to be a wife. Better wife. It has to be your commitment. Granted, I'm single. However, that's something that I'm telling myself now. Hey, Vaughn, when you're ready, when you meet that person, you're going to have to create a different commitment. You're going to have to do something different that you didn't do at Foot Locker, that you didn't do before you lost your mom, that you didn't do in the past, that's going to create where you're going in the future. That's easier said than done. However, don't give up on yourself. The world may not support you. Your wife may not support you. Sometimes, you may go to your girl or your guy and say, hey, and they may be like, hey, that idea is crazy. So sometimes I would say move in silence and let your results be your killer. And so my competitive nature is just moving in silence. I didn't really speak much about me being a Checkmate sport, but the moment I got my license, it was like, bam, this is what I did. This is why I was so quiet. This is why I wasn't going to the club yesterday and all the weekends. Y'all seeing now that I'm creating and putting that energy into myself. So just put all the energy into yourself is really what I can say.
Well, hey, man, I just wanted, I know you're busy. I know you're out here making moves. I just wanted to highlight your success because I love your energy. I could tell that you're taking this serious, and I could just see that it's from the outside looking in, it looks like you have a new lease on life. And I think that's powerful. And that's, what I set out to do when I created this program, because I just wanted to give people an opportunity that the people in the industry are keeping away from us. So just a final thing I want to ask you, what is the one thing you would say to that one person who is stuck on the fence and maybe not sure if being an agent is for them? Maybe they're, they think, oh man, is anybody going to take me serious? I don't have a law degree, or I'm a female, or I'm black, or, is this real? Can I really do this? What would you say to them?
I can say, man, if for folks that know me know that I always didn't live the lifestyle that I live now, I would say, man, if I could do it, I know you can. I talk to people on a daily who are just way more knowledgeable in sport than me. I'm gonna be honest. And I'm just by talking to them, I'm like, man, I can show you how to get licensed. Why you just won't go ahead and get licensed? But what I would really say to a man is Nike, just do it. Like I say, when I'm speaking to someone and they have a head full of knowledge and they're passionate about it like me, it's like, hey, let me show you, let me show you my pay stub up here. Let me show you what I got off of this. Let me show you how me and AT&T is talking. Let me show you how I built this relationship off this person. All based off of doing what me and you're doing right now, having simple conversation. So I think too, being able to be with somebody that can break it down and create it in an environment where we all understand. Because granted, yeah, I am from the what I would like to say, the urban side of Atlanta, right? So being able to go to school and be fortunate to get a degree, being fortunate to be professional licensed now, I'm still able to be that liaison to break that barrier of my people that didn't go to school, or maybe they just haven't. And being able to show them, hey, I can come from being mostly in the streets, coming from a low income, low poverty area, and I can live in a subdivision, I can be a homeowner, I can do this, I can chase my dreams, even if it's 10 years after you graduate. It took me 10 years to reach a goal I once said when I was a senior in college that I wanted to be a sport agent. 10 years here I am. So
Wow. You
don't
know
give up.
what? That's motivating. And you said something. I know I said that's the last question, but you just brought something else. What's the difference in this program and the sports management program that you got? Because you said you went through one, but for some reason you wasn't able to become an agent from there. What changed in this program from that program?
I would say, man, coming from, I went to HBCU, shout out to John C. Smith. However, the program was amazing. I just didn't know. It's kind of like, how do you ask questions you don't know to ask? And so I remember taking sport and law, sport management classes, and I remember going over mock drafts. We were doing mock NFL drafts. I'm talking 2010, 2011. Part IAA, you went to Virginia State. So I did a lot of, but it wasn't a program to where it was like, okay, you want to be a sport agent? This is the boom, 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 bam for you to get it. It was like, okay, yeah, this is for your undergrad. Hey, you want to go to law school, take the LSAT. You want to go to grad school, you take this. It was too wide. It wasn't nothing focused enough and tight enough to say, hey, all you have to do is this, it's a 30-day or less program. It's based off of you. You do this, this, that, and the third, bam, it's done. I never seen nothing so easy in my life, Ed. I literally did Herbalife, I did motor club sports. Primerica, you name it, any pyramid scheme. This is not a pyramid scheme, y'all. This is not, no, you got to go get five people to get somewhere. This man is not finna run with your money. No, like I said, if I sacrifice my car note, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, born out of Georgia Baptist, which is now Wellstar or whatever, I'm real. This program is real. Edward Davis is real, and it's, you're gonna get real results.
Wow. Well, hey, again, I appreciate you taking time out. I think your message is powerful, and the people need to hear it. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because you never know who you're going to inspire. So again, just thank you for taking time, and I look forward to seeing, all the big things you do in the future.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you. Most definitely, man. Enjoy the combine.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.